WLL Mobile 5 something. KD2 VNG, how you doing? GKA5WLL Mobile. Good afternoon, sir. How you doing this afternoon?
Kilo Delta 2 Bravo November Golf, KD2 VNG. Yeah, rain is stopping, so it's not too hot, so it's a good day.
Yeah, roger that. Not a bad day. It's humid, expecting rain, I guess, in later this afternoon again. Got plenty of it this morning so far. Just leaving out of Fountain Head right now, heading on a little trip to Greer area, and so that might be what you're hearing in the background, the TPS, but getting ready to hit 385.
Button in next to the food line. I would get totally lost down here without my, when I first moved, it was difficult for me because, you know your way around and then suddenly you don't. And all my GPS receivers or navigation things got lost or whatever happened to them. So, would have been nice to have.
So where I'm going is just a matter of getting there from here to where I'm going, because I'm typically coming a different extra way. Another way from where I'm usually coming from was down here to an appliance store looking at some refrigerators. Had to replace one and we seem to have an issue getting one from the place we bought the other one from, but we found one I think we get delivered locally over.
Most everything is still messed up, and maybe for the foreseeable future. And, you know, supply plate, chain, fuel, inflation, and whatever is with us today. And, I know my way around usually enough that I need the GPS just for terminal guidance. Okay, the last mile or two, what road, driveway, whatever do I need to get in here? How did we navigate without it? I'm sure we had a way to do it. Oh, that's right. You had a big folding piece of paper that had street names written on it. I remember those.
Mission broke up a little bit there, but I'm on 385 now, down in a little lower area. And plus, I got Paris Mountain in between me and the repeater, probably. But, we just found one at a local store here locally. So, a little scratch and dent type place, but it seems like it'll work out pretty well. I understand the supply chain issue. That's what we've been dealing with here. But the original one we bought was from a big box store, and the first one we were supposed to get was from supposedly had a gouge in the side of it from a forklift or whatever, and some other issues. And ever since, they've been promising about once a week, delivering it for the past 4 or 5 weeks now. So this could be a one that's in a little out of the way area. So a little bit of scratch is not going to hurt anything, I don't think, as long as it works and does the purpose. Name here is Leroy, by the way. I don't think I said that earlier, but Leroy is my name. Lee Mack, I run you Oscar Yankee.
Leroy, my name's Glenn. Both Lee Mack and November. Yeah, there used to be a used appliance place in Fountain Inn. If you go 418 the other way toward Filzer, there used to be something there. The way you would go to, but I think he's closed down. And he used to get appliances and things like that, basically from the retailers who, when they take back a used item, they basically they return for a lot of the bin ends up going in the bin. Because I guess it's easier to do that than it is to put it back in stock. You know, that never made a whole lot of sense.
This one is it's on Main Street in Fountain Inn. I know the one you're talking about, but I don't think it's there anymore. But this one, they have one there on Main Street Fountain Inn, and then one on in the Easley area. I think the name of the place is called Fanning's.
I may have seen it, I may not. Yeah, there's used appliance places all over the place. I would, unless it was urgent and I needed something immediately, I would, check out, always check the secondary market first. I try to never buy anything new, which I guess explains my clothing and explains my car.
understand that there. But, yeah, this is a replacement for a smaller refrigerator we're looking for. It's just a secondary in the roof house to just store a little bit extra in. Because we originally bought a fuller size refrigerator for the main kitchen, and the one we originally thought of getting, ours is an older house, it wouldn't fit through the door, so we had to go with a little bit smaller size, and we had like a college dorm style refrigerator as a secondary, but we're needing a little bit more than that now. Anyways, I better get off of here, and we will talk to you later down the log, Cliff. KA5WLF, ready.
KD2BG. All right, 73s. Well, there's the 9 p.m. net every night. Maybe we'll hear you there. Take care.
10 p.m. net, 7 days a week. I typically do the early check-in. I don't always check in live, but 73. Talk to you later. KA5WLL Mobile.